The summer season for Dungeness crab didn't go so well. In fact, it was the lowest harvest in over 30 years, and managers ended up closing the fishery 3 weeks early. The summer season brought in 1.3 million pounds, less than half the average harvest. With such a poor summer, state regulation required the fall season for Dungeness crab be shortened to 30 days, half the length of the normal fishery for most of Southeast. So, when the numbers came in, managers were surprised that the harvests were not low. Joe Stratman is Alaska Department of Fish and Game's lead crab biologist for Southeast.
You know, we exceeded our expectations, which, you know, is encouraging.
The fall harvest ended up at 469,000 pounds from 84 permit holders. That's more than last year's full-length harvest by about 44,000 pounds. And that's with 31 less permit holders.
I think what's also encouraging is that, you know, this fall's harvest exceeded last fall's harvest, where we had, you know, 2 month seasons in most areas and some areas with 5 month seasons, with actually fewer permits fishing.
If you add the fall harvest to the summer harvest, it adds up to 1.91 million pounds. That's about 230,000 pounds more than managers expected. Stratman says it's hard to know what the fall harvest will mean for the future of the Dungeness fishery, but he has a positive outlook.
In talking to permit holders, what people are seeing is a lot of pre-recruit crab, so crab that appear to be one molt away from entering the fishery. And, you know, we think that the male molt, well, there's a pretty big range on when that occurs, anywhere from February to early July. So we think that a lot of these pre-recruit crab that people were seeing this fall will be legal crab next year.
In other words, fishermen saw many crab that were almost legal size, which would likely be large enough to keep next year. The price for fall Dungeness crab averaged $2.80 per pound, 30 cents less than the summer season price. The largest fall harvest came from District 2, which includes waters on eastern Prince of Wales Island, where just over 76,000 pounds of Dungeness were harvested. District 1, including waters around Ketchikan and Misty Fjords, had landings of just under 68,000 pounds. District 13, including Baranof and Chichagof Islands, saw over 65,000 pounds. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.